Earth and Sky.
So I'm at one of these bottlenecks, and I've reacted two chemicals together, and it's reacting in a way that I didn't initially predict.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 3. I'm your host, Jorge Salazar, and this season we're following chemist Aaron Strickland at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this episode, Aaron runs into some trouble in the lab. It's cutting-edge science, and things don't always happen as they should. Aaron is 9 months in now, and he's got a few ideas on how to get through the bottlenecks on the path of his discovery. Aaron, you're talking to us about your experiment, where you're trying over the course of a couple of years to understand and recreate the link between top layers of molecules, one of those layers being made of protein, in the bacteria E. coli. You're about 9 months into your science experiment. How's your week gone? What's new?
I guess I started this week off, I'm at one of those bottlenecks, and I've reacted two chemicals together, one that's commercially available and one that I've actually carried through a couple reaction steps. And it's reacting in a way that I didn't initially predict. So
what's going on?
This commercially available chemical that I'm using is reacting with something else that's part of the molecule that I didn't predict. So I have to sort of reorder the way I put this molecule together. The steps may change. Actually, I think I'm going to have to attack it from a different approach.
Like how?
There's several ways one can make a single molecule. Though I need this group on there, this commercial available chemical, I need it on my compound or my molecule. I have to put it on at a different stage, and that's what I'm digging into the literature and figuring out different ways of doing that. So, a lot of what I've done this week is actually just read.
So you're talking about your attempts to understand how proteins form at the S layer, or surface layer, of E. coli bacteria. And the problem you're having is in synthesizing or putting together the molecule you're interested in. How do you get inspiration to get past that? Does something flash in your mind unexpectedly, like when you're on the way to work or when you're dreaming?
I've certainly had chemistry dreams, some productive, some not so productive. A lot of times, in my car, I've got about a 10-minute commute, and, I'm thinking on the way to work, number one, what am I going to do today? And number two, how am I going to attack some of these bottlenecks? And I would say that one of the important things for me and for a lot of people is to identify, what caused the bottleneck. Do I know why these two things didn't go together like I wanted them to? And is it as simple as, making Kool-Aid? Do I want to add the water first, or do I want to add the powder first, type thing? It can be that simple. And a lot of times, you try the simple thing first. And more often than not, I look to literature and what other people have done, and how else can this reaction take place. And then I sort of take a look back or a step back from the project and say, I know the molecule that I want, or at least the properties that I want. Is there any way of reconfiguring it so that I can do the step that has failed? And often, like I said, it comes from diving in the literature and figuring out, what have my colleagues done? What did people 50 years ago do? Not necessarily make the same compound, but to do this one reaction that's causing this bottleneck.
Aaron's what's called a postdoc or postdoctoral fellow. That means he's a young scientist who has a PhD and is on the road to becoming a full-fledged scientist or science professor. And Aaron, I understand that you're not alone in the lab on this nanotechnology project, that you've got other kinds of scientists and not just chemists working with you.
Since I'm in a really diverse group, anywhere from biomedical engineers to chemists to microbiologists, I'm trying to pick up some different skills. And that's a lot of what
being a postdoc's all about. I specialized for my doctoral work, and now I want to, learn some new skills and some new science to me. I'm learning from a microbiologist right now. He's producing proteins in a specific organism, and I'm learning about, protein production. And so he's teaching me, that things start at molecular biology when you want to produce a protein in lab. And so we're manipulating, DNA so that we can put it into this organism so it will produce a protein that we want. And so I'm learning all about that.
How does it affect the long-term goals of your science experiment when things don't go right?
I think good science is a sort of it's not rapidly changing, but it's constantly you're redefining hypotheses. You're redefining routes in a particular experiment. How can I accomplish basically the same goal in a different way if one way is not working? So, to a degree, things are changing, but the long-term goal of this particular project has not changed a whole lot, but it might. We might find something down the road where we actually disprove a hypothesis that we've had. It may be that the particular sugar, for example, that I've chosen to use to mimic how the organism creates this architecture on the surface of the bacteria is not necessarily the best one, because it's certainly not the same one that the organism's using. It's a synthetic one, but you try to mimic it in a way that you think it will have success. But we might find that it's not a great one, so we'll have to sort of modify what we first thought.
You've been listening to Episode 3 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment, in which Aaron stumbles on his road to discovery. In Episode 4, Aaron will talk about the tools of chemistry that can verify whether what he's doing really is the right thing. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which is made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.